They were having such fun. They'll probably have a bloody great banquet and laugh about it and get drunk. It'd be their style. He looked at Rincewind and Eric. You might as well tell me what happens next, he said. I'm sure you know. Said Rincewind.
The city burns down, said Eric, especially the topless towers. I didn't get to see them, he added sulkily.
Who did it, their lot or our lot? Said Laviolus.
Your lot, I think, said Eric.
Laviolus sighed. Sounds like them, he said. He turned to Eleanor. Our lot, that is my lot, are going to burn down the city, he said. It sounds very heroic. Just the kind of thing they go for. It might be a good idea to come with us. Bring the kids. Make it a day out for all the family, why don't you?
Eric pulled Rincewind's ear towards his mouth.
This is a joke, isn't it? He said. She's not really the fair Eleanor, you're just having me on.
It's always the same with these hot-blooded types, said Rincewind. They definitely go downhill at 35.
It's the pastor that does it, said the sergeant.
But I read where she was the most beautiful.
Ah, well, said the sergeant, if you're going to go around reading.
The thing is, said Rincewind quickly, it's what they call dramatic necessity. No one's going to be interested in a war fought over a quite pleasant lady, moderately attractive in a good light, are they?
Eric was nearly in tears.
But it said her face launched 1,000 ships.
That's what you call metaphor, said Rincewind.
Lying, the sergeant explained kindly.
Anyway, you shouldn't believe everything you read in the classics, Rincewind added. They never check their facts. They're just out to sell legends.
Laviolus, meanwhile, was deep in argument with Eleanor.
All right, he said. Stay here if you like. Why should I care? Come on, you lot, we're going. What are you doing, Private Archaos?
I'm being a horse, sir, explained the soldier.
He's Mr. Pooh,
said the child, who was wearing Private Archaos's helmet.
Well, when you finish being a horse, find us an oil lamp. I caught my knees a right wallop in that tunnel.
Flames roared over Tsort. The entire hubward sky was red. Rincewind and Eric watched from a rock down by the beach.
They're not topless towers anyway, said Eric after a while. I can see the tops.
I think they meant topple-less towers, Rincewind hazarded, as another one collapsed red-hot into the ruins of the city. And that was wrong too.
They watched in silence for a while longer, and then Eric said,
Funny that. The way you tripped over the luggage and dropped the lamp and everything.
Yes,
said Rincewind shortly.
Makes you think history is always going to find a way to work itself out.
Yes.
Good, though, the way your luggage rescued everyone.
Yes.
Funny to see all those kids riding on its back.
Yes.
Everyone seems quite pleased about it.
The opposing armies were, at any rate. No one was bothering to ask the civilians, whose views on warfare were never very reliable. Among the soldiery, at least among the soldiery of a certain rank, there was a lot of backslapping and telling of anecdotes, jovial exchanging of shields, and a general consensus that, what with fires and sieges and armadas and wooden horses and everything, it had been a jolly good war. The sound of singing echoed across the wine-dark sea.
"Hark at them," said Laviolus, emerging from the gloom around the beached Ephebian ships. "It'll be 15 choruses of the Ball of Philodephus next. You mark my words. Lot of idiots with their brains and their jock-straps."
He sat down on the rock. "Bastards," he said with feeling.
"Do you think Eleanor will be able to explain it all to her boyfriend?" said Eric.
"I imagine so," said Laviolus. "They usually can."
"She did get married, and she's got lots of children," said Eric.
Laviolus shrugged. "A moment's wild passion," he said.
He gave Rincewind a sharp look.
"Hey, you demon," he said. "I'd like a quiet word, if I may."
He led Rincewind towards the boats, pacing heavily across the damp sand as if there was a lot weighing on his mind.
"I'm going home tonight on the tide," he said. "No sense in hanging about here, what with the war being over and everything."
"Good idea."
"If there's one thing I hate, it's sea voyages," said Laviolus.
He gave the nearest boat a kick.
"It's all idiots striding around and shouting, you know, pull this, lower that, avast the other. And I get seasick too."
"It's heights with me," said Rincewind, sympathetically.
Laviolus kicked the boat again, obviously wrestling with some big emotional problem.
"The thing is," he said wretchedly, "you wouldn't happen to know if I get home all right, would you?"
"What?"
"It's only a few hundred miles. It shouldn't take too long, should it?"
said Laviolus, radiating anxiety like a lighthouse.